This is Smart Tech, episode 1609, 16 things you didn't know you could do with your Android. Hello and welcome to Smart Tech. I am your host, Chuck Minear, and I'm welcoming you to this Android-centric episode of Smart Tech. Yes, I heard from the masses in the last show, and they said, hey, when are you going to do something on Android? So this episode is Android-centric, and I give the same advice to my iPhone users as I do to my Android users. You might want to listen to this episode and see if there's maybe a reason you want to switch. Maybe there's some things that you can't do on your iPhone that you can do on your Android. But you will see that as I go through this list, there are many things that have become features on both platforms. So, again, you're buying into a platform instead of a particular device. It's an ecosystem. But let's go ahead and start. And, of course, as always, links to this list and some more details are available on our website, www.smarttech.tv. I'm also reporting this list with the help of BuzzFeed. So there's a full article on the BuzzFeed website, and I will link to that on our website. Once again, www.smarttech.tv for all your needs technology. So here we go. Number one, you can gesture type or type by swiping. So instead of typing on each key, you can move your finger across the keyboard to spell words, and Android intelligently, most of the time, figures out what you're trying to say. So type by swiping is number one. Number two, you can share apps, contacts, photos, and music just by tapping your phones together. There's a service called Android Beam, and you can exchange almost anything, apps, contacts, music, videos, photos, or even app-specific items like favorite places on Foursquare or tag songs in programs like Shazam, just by touching one device to another, and typically back-to-back, and then tapping to send. So you need to check to see if your phone is NFC-enabled under More in Settings. And or if you have a Samsung device, it's Settings Connections, because Samsung can never do it the same way as everybody else. And then turn on Android Beam or S Beam right below the NFC option. Facial recognition lock is number three. And I like this one. You can lock the phone in several different ways. You can swipe like you do on the iPhone. You can face unlock, which means that it looks at your face, and it recognizes you, and then it unlocks the phone. You can do face and voice, both. You can use a pattern. You can use a PIN number, and you can use a password. And, of course, the password is the most secure, because if you have somebody who looks like you, or if you have a twin brother, then the phone can accidentally open up instead. So one thing that would be nice is a good fingerprint system, and I don't know of an Android phone that has a good, reliable one, at least as much as the iPhone. But facial recognition is very cool. I love it. To set it up, you go to Settings, Security, Screen Lock, and choose Face Unlock. And of course, for Samsung, you got to go to a different place, which is Settings, Lock Screen, Screen Lock, Face Unlock. So if you didn't follow that, go to our website. There'll be a link to it there. You can take a screenshot. It's super easy. You just hold down the home, power, and volume up buttons at the same time. And if it's a Galaxy S4, you just hold down the home and power, and boom, you got a shot of your screen. I like this one a lot too. This is number five, is silence your phone or take a screenshot with just the palm of your hand. So you need a palm big enough for this to work, obviously. If you have a little hand, it probably won't work. But if you have a Samsung device, you can take a screenshot by swiping the side of your hand across the screen, or quickly mute a disruptive phone, which is the thing I like the best, by placing your hand over the screen. You just have to make sure that palm motion is enabled. So Here's how you do it. You go to settings, my device, motions and gestures, palm motion, and you'll find options for capture screen and mute and pause. I really like this. When you're in a busy spot and you're trying to, and your phone goes off and you're trying to mute it or whatever, the ability to put your hand over your phone face and to shut it up is great. Number six, turn your photos and recordings into a movie. If you have a phone running Android 4.3 or above, you have the ability to automatically create short films by editing together videos and photos you've stored on your device. It's a bit more convoluted than the other tips in this list, but it's worth exploring. So first you go to your Google Plus app and turn on auto backup from settings so that every photo you take with your phone will be automatically saved to a private folder on Google Plus. Then along the top of the photo section, click on the little video camera icon. From there, you can choose whichever photos or videos you like to turn into a movie. You can alter the theme, style, and background music, and Google Plus does the rest. You can also do this, by the way, on any device with Google Photos now. If you use Google Photos to back up your photos, Google Photos will actually take photos that were taken in the same proximity, and they will create these little movie snippets for you, which is kind of nice too. So you can do that on any device, but if you want to specifically do it on your Android device and you want more flexibility, the way that I just explained it is the best way. Number seven, you can invert the colors on your device. Just go to Settings, Accessibility, which is under My Device and Samsung Devices, Negative Colors, and it just reverses the whites to black and the blacks to white, which makes it a little more readable at night sometimes, and it, you know, makes people think you're on some kind of a trip, so that's nice. Number eight, discover the inner workings of your battery. If you type in or dial *#0228#, then you get a battery status screen. And so it'll tell you things like your voltage and how much of a level you have and your current charge. So that's *#0228. Number nine, you can do a voice search. Your Android wants to help you out. It's just waiting on the word. Click on the microphone icon in the Google search or say, OK, Google, and send an email or text. Just say, text Chuck, I'll be there in 5, or email Chuck, movie at your place, and hit send. Email yourself a reminder. You can say note to self and tell it what you want, or find out about the weather or traffic. Ask things like, do I need an umbrella today? Track your flights or packages, or simply ask any research question you'd like. Otherwise, you can type in the search bar. Number 10, access tabs that are open on your other devices. This is nice. I use this on the iPhone also. As long as you're signed into Chrome, your Android has the ability to access all your other open tabs on devices which you're also signed in. It just knows where you are on your browsing history. So to do this, just hit Other Devices from Menu or the New Tab page, and then, like magic, they're there. But what if you want to read that long article on your phone in a place with no service? If you download the free Chrome to Mobile extension, which I will put a link to our website on, you can send an offline version of a specific web page from your computer to your Android device for reading on the subway or in the air or, you know, wherever you might be internetless. So that's really nice to do too, to be able to kind of collect a bunch of things you want to read offline. But I really like where I'm reading something on the phone, and it's just, even though it's, you know, formatted for the phone, it's still too small. I'm trying to buy something or click on something. So I go to my laptop or my desktop computer, open Chrome, or on the iPhone, I open up Safari, and I can see what pages I was browsing on my device and go right to it and finish my work on a desktop with a big screen. So I really like that. Number 11, stay awake and bright for as long as you're looking at it. So Smart Stay is another Samsung-specific feature, which keeps your Android at a bright display for as long as your eyes are on it. It detects your face and with the camera, and when you're looking at it, it keeps the phone on. So here's how you find that on your Samsung device. You go to Settings, Display, Smart Stay, or Settings, Smart Screen, Smart Stay, depending on what kind of device you have. Number 12, like this one, double as a Wi-Fi hotspot. So you're in a Wi-Fi jam. You can turn on your Android and you can tell it to become a mobile hotspot, and then other devices can connect through your Android device to the internet. So just go to Settings, Wireless and Networks, Tethering and Portable Hotspot, and set up a mobile hotspot. For Samsung, it's Settings, More Networks, Tethering and Portable Hotspot. But be aware that if you're using your device or laptop tethered to it, it's coming from your data plan on your phone. So you're using your phone's data plan no matter what your device you're looking at, but it does work in a pinch. And if you're one of those lucky people who have those unlimited data plans or those huge data plans, then it doesn't really matter. Number 13, display your contact info on the lock screen. Couldn't hurt, right? If the phone gets lost or whatever, you can have somebody turn the phone on and they can see who to return it to or who not to return it to if they're trying to pawn it. So here's how you do it. You set it up through Settings, Security, Show Owner Info on Lock Screen. And Samsung's are Settings, Lock Screen Widgets, Owner Information. Then you type out whatever information you'd like available to anyone on your misplaced phone, and voila, it shows up when they click on the button. Number 14, control exactly how much data you use. Your Android lets you set warning levels or limits to ensure you'll never go above your data allowance and offers charts that show total data usage on each network, as well as the amount of data used by each app. Just go to Settings, Data Usage to set mobile data limits, and to see how much you use per cycle. So that's Settings, Data Usage. Number 15, sync up to a computer or tablet to text without your phone. Now you need to download a free third-party app for this one. It's called Mighty Text. Well, Mighty Text is one of them. There's other ones, but that's one of the popular ones. And it's a game changer. You can do this on the iPhones too, especially on those days you've left your phone at home. You'll be able to send and receive text and media messages linked to your phone number from your web browser or tablet. It also does use your text allowance if you do not have unlimited texting. But it's nice. I do that at work. I've got my text set up on my desktop computer so that I don't have to pull my phone if I get a text. And I can also answer it from my computer. And finally, number 16, probably not the most useful, but kind of fun. You can unlock a hidden animation. Just go to Settings, About Device, tap on your Android version until an image shows up. For example, on Android 4.4, which was KitKat, old version, you can hold down on that image until the animation begins. And you can also press down on it on some of the other versions on the and a logo for even more fun tiled animation comes up and different things. You can try your different versions, whatever you have. Now, one of the things you need to remember is that some of these tips, not all of them, are limited to the version you have of Android. And one of the things that I don't like about Android is that you can't always update your phone or device to the newest Android very easily because it's very limited by the carrier or the manufacturer of the phone. So for example, if you have a Nokia phone and Nokia decides that, yeah, I'm going to upgrade to the newest Android, but I'm not going to support the device that you have because I have to build it into that device and create special boot routines in the software, they just won't do it. So sometimes it's harder to upgrade to the newest versions of Android. But of course, if what you're doing on Android you really like and you don't need the new features, then that might not be an issue for you. And we've talked about that in some of our previous episodes, which I will put a link to on our website. So I hope that those of you who sent me messages after the last episode are satisfied. We've actually given one more hint to Android users than we gave to iPhone users. So we're a little bit heavy on the Android side, but I think that's okay. And remember, you can get a link to the show notes, to the BuzzFeed article that I referenced in this show, and to all of your other needs technology at www.smartech.tv. On our website, you can see our links to social media. We have a Twitter feed. We have a Facebook page. You can leave comments on the Facebook page. In fact, the comments I got about my Android-less show last time were all from Facebook. So go there, click on the Facebook link over on the right, and you can like our Facebook page. You can also sign up, I said, for Twitter, and we also have a Pinterest site. One way you can help Smart Tech is by clicking on our Amazon link and ordering your favorite Amazon item through that link. If you do that, we get a finder's fee. It doesn't cost you any more, but it helps keep Smart Tech on the air. So we hope you're enjoying Smart Tech. We would really like your feedback. You can leave comments on our website under the comment section. You can also leave them on our Facebook page. We read them all, and we take them to heart, and we do shows based on your feedback. So it's pretty exciting when we get to actually have a conversation with our listeners. Once again, our website is www.smarttech.tv. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, telling you Android users to press on and try out all of the tips we gave you this week. And for all of our listeners, we hope that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.